This is Lewis Navalier. It is Monday, January 11th. And I just wanted to update everybody on the stock market's gyrations. You know, the stock market had a weak start today, but it's firming up fast. And I just thought I'd give you some commentary on what's going on, because there's definitely some silver linings out there that we can follow. First of all, today is the day that the U.S. is delisting three Chinese telecom companies with ties to the military. This goes back to an executive order from President Trump. And New York Stock Exchange really didn't want to do this. They were, well, kind of waffling, but the Treasury Department forced them to. So these stocks are being delisted, and whether they'll be able to reapply under Joe Biden or not, we'll find that out later. The other thing that's interesting is that the auto industry is idling output. And it's idling output because of a chip shortage. You know, all the cars are putting in nice LED screens, sometimes OLED. You know, high-end companies like Audi are famous for their screens. Mercedes just introduced an OLED screen that was huge. And so what's happening is they can't make the cars because they don't have the chips, okay? And so that's why stocks like TSM, Taiwan Semiconductor, UMC, United Microelectronics, those are both Taiwanese companies, are very strong today. Another stock that's extremely strong is NVIDIA. Now, NVIDIA has been kind of going sideways. They have an acquisition of a British company called Arm, their chip company in the UK, and that has not been approved yet. But they were picked by NIO, a very fast-growing Chinese electric car company, for its autonomous driving system. So NIO is actually making new highs today, and it is stealing a lot of the luster away from Tesla. Not only is it going to be affiliated with NVIDIA on autonomous driving, but it introduced a new vehicle today with incredibly long range. And they even said they'd have solid-state batteries by 2022. So if you go back and study what's going on in the electric vehicle world, there's a race to solid state. And NIO says they're going to be first in 2022. Apple is going to be making an electric car 2024-25. I think they'll do team up with Volkswagen because they keep stealing team members, although they're talking to Hyundai right now, which has a new platform. Toyota's planning to have a solid-state car in 2025. And, of course, Volkswagen is behind QuantumScape, and Volkswagen is now number one in Europe as of the fourth quarter via its VW, Audi, and Porsche divisions. And so it's interesting, as we step back and look at what's going on, Tesla was hogging all the news, but now NIO's getting it. So I actually added NIO to some very aggressive accounts today. I don't like to pay up for a stock, but the news was overwhelming, and they're not that far from making money. So if you can buy a stock when it's not making money, then it starts to make money, it can really pop. But the electric vehicle market is very, very fractured, just so everybody knows. China is really just awarding Chinese companies and Tesla, which is number two in China. They just cut the electric subsidies this year, but they got enough momentum, they'll probably keep going. Europe's obviously a huge market for electric vehicles because they're pushing this big time. And that's where Volkswagen is number one. And then, of course, they have the Audi and Porsche divisions. Renault is a strong number two, and Tesla's number four, actually. So we'll see. Now, Tesla has not had the Model Y in Europe, but they will start making them in China. So Tesla should get a little bit more momentum as the Model Y hits. You know, the Model Y outsells the Model 3 in the U.S., so we'll see. And of course, in the U.S., Tesla is number one, but there are the biggest markets are, believe it or not, China and Europe right now. So it's just fascinating to see all these companies try to compete with each other. And And Tesla did try to burp a little today. The other stocks were burping were the big techs that were, for lack of a better word, suppressing free speech. Amazon, Apple, and Google all decided to team up and destroy the Parler free speech app. And that should be disturbing everyone. President Trump is not on that app. You know, he was on Twitter, and Twitter has now banned him for life, okay? And 48% of their monetization comes from President Trump's tweets. So that's why Twitter stock is down a lot today. And but somehow Amazon, Apple, Google all decided to shut down Parler by denying their apps on their service, on their sites. And then, of course, Amazon has its web hosting services. And, of course, people like Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity are on Parler. But that's kind of disturbing because, you know, something's going to happen and their, you know, voices have to be heard. So it's going to pop up somewhere else. So as we step back and look at what's really going on, China won the election, period, okay? The Chinese stocks that we recommend are just going nuts, okay? I mean, last week was incredible, okay? This week remains very, very strong. The U.S. is approaching one-party rule. We're not quite, because the Senate is officially 50-50, with Joe Manchin probably being the big swing vote. So we probably won't push fracking and things like that too hard. But or shutting down fracking, I should say. You know, just like California is a one-party state, the U.S. is going to be a one-party state for a while with the cooperation of all these tech giants. And it's going to be interesting to see if that works. That's kind of the Chinese model. So interesting times we're in right now. As far as the economy goes, we have a manufacturing boom, but the service side is really, really suffering. If you turn on the media, they're starting to complain about how fast the vaccines are getting out there, etc. So obviously the vaccine rollout's not going as fast as everybody wants it to. You know, it takes a while to get two shots. So we shall see. The other thing that's going on is the 10-year treasury continues to rise. Clearly, Wall Street is anticipating the Biden administration is going to be running some big deficits, okay? And that's going to hurt their ability to do a lot of stimulus because, you know, the deficits are so huge. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But hopefully, you know, the Biden administration will have a good start. You know, the media will probably be nice to him for at least 100 days or so. But the vaccine blame game is alive and well right now. I'm sure President Trump will probably try to go quietly. You know, they're obviously doing the impeachment stuff in the House today. But the Senate won't take that up until after Joe Biden becomes president. So I would think that's going to die in the Senate, but we'll see. It's just fascinating times we're in, and I all I can tell you, today's a great day for me. You know, NVIDIA's up because of the autonomous driving deal with NIO, the Taiwan and semiconductor companies like TSM and UMC are doing great. I've got a lot of stocks up. You know, I even have things like Sturm Ruger up a lot today. Obviously, that's a gun stock. It's been all over the place lately, but it's definitely trending higher. So fascinating times we're in, and I just think that as we get closer and closer to earnings, we're going to profit from these companies announcing stunning earnings. So I don't think we should worry too much. I think we just should hang on, let the earnings do their thing. And I'm very, very pleased to see the relative strength in our stocks today when we had a bad opening. As you may know, I don't own some of the big techs that were getting hit. So I think we're okay. My wife does own Apple, full disclosure. And we have it for some of our managed account clients because people transfer in things with low basis, and we don't want them to pay a lot of taxes, so they're holding Apple. But I do think that you know, things are looking pretty good right now for our stocks. And so I'm extremely pleased with the relative strength I'm seeing in our stocks today. Of course, we're right on the verge of earnings announcement season. The financials start off the earnings announcements. They're going to be happy because the yield curve's got a little steeper, so that's good for their profits. But then starting next week, it's really going to get hot and heavy for our stocks. So enjoy the next few weeks. I expect to be a lot higher because I'm going to have wave after wave of stunning fourth quarter announcements. And then the first quarter is looking very good for our stocks as well. So I know it's troubling times for many Americans, but it's good for us. So hang on, enjoy the ride, folks. Take care, everybody. It's Lee Neveler.